Sound Words Tape Ministry Queensland. It's now Tuesday, July the 17th, 1984, and we're recording on behalf of the Mothers Union Provincial Conference, and this cassette commences with the afternoon session on Planning How to Do It series. Now, we're going to follow this with the How to Do It series, which is given on Thursday, the 19th of July, in the afternoon, and this title of the follow-up will be How to Do It, that is, How to Plan a Meeting. We have combined these two sessions by special request of Mothers Union Committee.
Next segment, How to Do It Planning, and I'm handing you over to Mrs. Nola Smith, who's going to come and sit in this chair, Mrs. Eve Knott on my right, and Mrs. Ebon Wade on my left. And I leave you to their tender mercies.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're feeling refreshed and revived after a cuppa and had a bit of a walk around.
Are you Madam President?
I'm Madam President, yes. Well, it is our task this afternoon to present to you how we feel that a year's program should be planned, and then we will plan a monthly meeting. So I hope you listen very carefully and very intently to what we have to say. I suppose you're thinking, oh, well, if we don't know by now, we'll never know. But that is not quite the case. So I hope you can really hear us. If you cannot hear our voice projecting right back there, will you raise your hand and let us know? Because we are sitting down. We want you to envisage that we are holding our planning program meeting in a very relaxed atmosphere, probably at the home of the President or the Secretary. And we've had a bit of a chat and a cup of tea and what have you. And now we're going to start to get down to the nitty-gritty and talk business. Our planning program meeting has arrived, and having advised all the members on our committee about it, which is most important, remember to make a date. I hope you did remember.
I did.
To tell all the people on the program committee, yes, that this meeting would be held.
I did.
Because I do see that there are a couple missing. And I just wondered if you'd remembered to tell them. Being secretary, you know, that's one of your jobs.
They sent apologies. Two sent apologies.
Oh, good. Well, that's all right then. Well, now as we start to think about our program planning, I think we'll ask the Lord to bless our meeting, and we'll just say a very short prayer together. Let us pray. Let us pray for this meeting, this program planning meeting, and all its discussions and decisions. May our time together be governed by God's will and led by His grace. May we have the vision to see the way we should go and the courage to follow it in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Pretty terrible, isn't it, when I can't read my own writing? Well, as you realise, you have 10 meetings in the year that you have a program to plan for. It's not always easy, is it? You come to this type of meeting and you think, well, where do we go from here? So the suggestions that we are going to make today, I hope that they will be helpful and they will be relevant to other branches as well.
Oh, I know. Let's make lamingtons.
Oh, no. No, Yvonne, we can't make lamingtons at a Mothers Union meeting, because you know that Mothers Union doesn't raise money. The Guild will have the lamington drive. We can't have anything like that at Mothers Union. Our meetings must be particularly about things that are to do with Mother's Union. I would suggest rather that perhaps we should have a Mother's Union speaker come and speak to us at one of our meetings, possibly during Lent, do you think?
Yes, that would be really nice. Also, I think that we should ask our rector to speak at one of our meetings during the year.
Yes, well, it's always a good idea to have our rector speak at one of our meetings because it's nice to get them interested and to really feel that Mother's Union is doing a worthwhile
That's right,
job.
We've got to make him feel wanted.
That's
too.
Right. Yes, well, I think a Bible study would be a nice idea too, because there's always so much we can learn,
oh,
isn't
yes.
there?
That's right. It's most important that we do have a Bible study at some stage during the year. And I think it would be a good idea too to have some sort of a discussion group where all the individual members in the branch can have a chance to have their say about perhaps topical issues or controversial subjects or something of that nature.
Yes, it's very imperative, don't you think, that we try to encourage our members to talk.
That's right.
And really get to know each other and have fellowship together. We just don't want them to be sitting in chairs, meeting after meeting, listening, and not contributing anything themselves.
Yes.
So I think, don't you think so?
I think that's a jolly good idea.
Well, of course, we've had, a couple of heavy meetings. So
especially with the rector.
So just to sort of give them a little bit of lighter fare, shall we say, I think an outing would be nice for the next month,
yes.
don't
That'd
you?
That'd be really great.
Oh, we all love an outing. I think that's a great idea.
Well, don't you feel that when you get out and you have an outing together, you go on a bus trip and you can relax and you chat away from one another and you talk?
Yes.
But not only that, you know, lots of our members, they have problems, don't they? You know,
and they
really do have problems. They've got burdens.
Yes.
And don't you think it's lovely that we can share one another's burdens?
Yes.
Because, you know, this is what the scriptures tell us, isn't it? That we are to share one another's burdens, to comfort each other.
And people will relax and talk on a bus. As we know, we went down to Southport. Gee, there was a lot of chatter in the bus.
Oh,
we went on that day, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Yes, yes. But it's all very worthwhile to have an outing, I think. And it really brings people out of themselves, and you really get to know them a lot better.
I think we will have an outing at one of our meetings then.
Right. Well, now let's think. Have we forgotten anything?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The annual meeting.
Yes.
Is it in October?
It's almost always in October, isn't it? But we've forgotten something else too. The Northern Outreach.
Oh my goodness.
The overseas function. And all the branches have been asked to try and do something to raise a bit of money for Northern Outreach and overseas. So we've got a function to have 1 month.
My goodness me, we nearly forgot, didn't we? And then, of course, it's nice to have a local speaker come and speak to us on a relevant topic.
Yes.
Perhaps we could have an ecumenical meeting, something like this.
Someone from one of the other churches.
Invite the other churches to come and join us.
Some other local person, perhaps St Luke's Nursing Service.
That would be a wonderful idea, because they're not very well known, and I think we must make this
a must.
I think we really need to push this public relation thing with the St Luke's Nursing Service, because it's surprising how many rectors don't even know about St Luke's Nursing Service.
Department Day.
I think a Department Day within the branch would be terrific.
Yes. We ought to have a Department Day.
That's when the secretaries of the departments within your branch come along and talk to your own members and tell them of the exciting things they are doing within their own branch.
Right. Well, now we have, how many ideas?
10 ideas.
10 ideas? Good. Mm-hmm. What have we got? We've got the rector's coming to speak to us. We've got a Mother's Union speaker. We've got a Lenten discussion. We've got an Overseas and Northern Outreach Day. We have an outing. We have a Bible study. We have an annual meeting.
A local speaker.
A discussion group.
Oh,
yes.
That's it.
And of course, in December, we usually have a
branch breakup, don't we? Yes, that's right.
Now we've got to decide which month we'll put those activities into. Well, October's fixed. That'll be the annual general meeting.
Yes, right.
And how about we start off really well at the beginning of the year and have a Mothers Union speaker in February? They're the best speakers. So how about we have a Mothers Union speaker in February to really start off our year with a, you know, big bang?
Well, I think we should start off with a Mothers Union speaker because it's so imperative that we get our priorities right and that we get it really straight down the line, just what Mothers Union is really all about. And get her to come and speak to the group and really encourage us in our Mothers Union work for the whole year.
Absolutely in favour of that.
Oh, good. I'm pleased about that.
Well, when should we have our Overseas and Northern Outreach function? How about in August?
Yes, that sounds fair enough. Do you like that idea?
I think that sounds good.
Yes, all right then. Well, we'll have our Lenten discussion in March.
Well, it'll have to be.
That's right. Goodness me, just as well I've got you, Eve, I'd be terribly, terribly lost. Yes. Having a rector for a husband, you know, it does help.
You get to know them well. I think it would be a good idea to have the outing when the weather's not too cold. So perhaps
in April?
Yes, that'd be a good idea because it's not so good having an outing in the winter.
That's right, yes. That's a great idea.
And the days are still sunny.
Well, May.
Well, we could have the branch department day when the secretaries of the departments in the branch talk about their...
A few months to get their information together and for things to have happened that they can report on.
Yes, right. All right, then we've got our Overseas and Northern Outreach function in August, so September, Bible study.
Yes, that'd be a good idea.
Right, just before our annual general meeting. Mm. So that would be a great idea, wouldn't it?
Yes,
we might even be challenged about, you know, a new president.
Yes.
Or a new secretary or something, or a treasurer in the group, they might feel that, yes, there is something there that they can do. So I think that would be a splendid idea.
We've forgotten the rector. When can we fit him in?
Well, June. Would that be all right? Yeah. It's a bit cold that month, but do you think many will come out?
Oh, yes.
All right, then. We'll ask the rector if it's convenient for him to come and speak to the branch in June. That'd be a good... Right?
You're not present at our meeting.
Now, can we go through that and just make sure you've got your pencil? You've got your pencil and papers out.
Right.
Now, jot down these meetings so as you won't forget.
Right.
We have February, the Mothers Union speaker.
Right.
We have March, a Lenten discussion or talk.
Yes.
We have April, our outing, bus outing, something like that. In May, we have the departments of the branches within the branch.
Mm-hmm.
In June, we have the rector.
Mm-hmm.
In July, we have the discussion group.
Mm-hmm.
In August, we have overseas and northern outreach function. September, a Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking all this down, aren't you?
Yes.
October, the annual general meeting.
Mm-hmm.
November, a local speaker. And December, the branch breakup.
Yes, that'd be lovely to do.
That sound good?
Yes, very good.
Right, I think that's not too bad, is it? Well, now that we've got our program drawn up.
Yes, that was a real big achievement, wasn't it, to do that?
Oh, I think so. I think we've really got places, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
And it's a proposed program.
That's right. Well, now that the program, we've drawn it up and we all seem happy with that format.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I hope those that are not with us are happy about it too.
Have to be.
He's all very happy.
Well, Eve, you being the secretary...
Yvonne, I should say,
I beg your pardon. You being the secretary, would you just make sure that you contact these speakers?
Oh, don't forget to... ask the rector first.
Oh.
Don't forget his approval. In case he doesn't approve of one of them.
That's right. We'll make sure about that, won't you?
I'll contact you.
Yeah, before you type up your program, then when everything is okay by the rector, will you get that program duplicated so that the very first meeting, when we start our new year, you'll be able to give a program to each member of what's going to happen month by month?
Yes, I'll make a note of that immediately. And I'll ring the secretary, I'll ring the guest speaker beforehand to find out if she'd prefer to speak at the beginning of the meeting or later.
You just ring the secretaries and phone them and make sure they're able to come. All right, Yvonne, don't you still think that we should have an overseas meeting, don't you?
I think so.
Didn't you think that we should?
Are we going to decide too? Where we're going for the outing.
Yeah, so we're trying to decide now two things, aren't we? Mm. What sort of function we should have at the overseas meeting and where we should go for the outing. Could we perhaps for the overseas meeting hire a film perhaps on some aspect of Mothers Union work or missionary work or on a particular country and have a luncheon after it?
That sounds a good idea, doesn't it?
Mm.
If we took a particular country and made a study of it.
Yes, and have a lunch.
And then sort of try and coordinate the lunch with the country.
Yes, that would be marvellous.
We'll have to make sure that all the members do understand that we're not raising money in a fundraising capacity, but that all the money that we do raise at this function will go to the Northern Outreach and Overseas Funds.
Yes, that's so right. Mm. That's so right. Now the outing. Well, I think, you know, when you're talking about an outing, don't you think it's nice to ask the members where they'd like to go?
Yes, I think so. I don't think we'll decide today.
No. Instead of us making the decision, I think it's nice to ask the members of the branch, don't you?
I think it would
if
be good.
If they have some particular place they would like to go or something that they would like to do.
Yes.
And seeing that we're not going to have it until April.
We've got time.
So we've got time, haven't we, to put it to them.
Perhaps put it to them at our first meeting.
That's right. That would be a great idea.
Good.
Right.
I think they really would like to be included.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Right. Now that we're all very happy with our program for the year and everything is starting to roll, I think we better get down and start planning that first meeting of the year in depth, don't you?
Yes, I think so. I think we've only got a couple of weeks
till
the meeting,
right,
so we ought to.
Time goes so quickly, doesn't it?
Yes.
You think you've got weeks and weeks to do these things and all of a sudden
there it is
again and you've got to get cracking. Yvonne, you as secretary, would you meet with me about a week before that first meeting so that we could work out an agenda and also go back and look over the minutes of the last meeting that we had, just in case that there is something there that needs to be discussed?
Yes, I think that's an excellent idea, and we'll get a date that suits us and we'll put that in our diary immediately.
Good. And Eve, you as treasurer, would you kindly have the financial statement in duplicate form?
Yes, I mustn't forget to do
that.
Yes,
one for yourself and one for the secretary.
Yes.
Because it's most important that the secretary has a copy of that financial...
Yes, it's very difficult for her to write down figures as they're being spoken.
That's right, that's right. Mm. And now, what do you think about the service? Do you think we should start off with Holy Communion for our first meeting?
Or just the Mothers Union office? I think the Holy Communion service for the first meeting of the year would be best.
I think that's nice.
Well, how about... could we have the... Mothers Union prayers the collect.
Oh yes, that would be good.
Would you like that idea?
Yes. Very good.
Oh good, right. Well, Yvonne, you'll check with the rector about this, won't you?
Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll make a note of that in my book.
You make sure that he's quite in accordance with this. If he wants Mothers Union members to read the lessons, take up a collection or whatever he would like.
Yes, I'll check it all out with the rector.
Don't forget to let us know, let the members taking part, will you, just what's required of them?
I'll do that.
All right, that's great. And after the service in the church, well, we can move over to the parish hall then, can't we, and have our business meeting?
Well, I think perhaps we'd have a cup of tea first before the business meeting.
Oh, you ladies and your cups of tea, yes.
Very important, though.
It is important.
And we better make sure that the tea hostess roster is up to date and make sure that the two ladies that are on for that day know, because we've had the long break over the Christmas holidays, And they might have forgotten that they're on the T roster for the first meeting.
That's right.
So we must check on that.
That's right. You just can't leave anything, can you, to chance. You've got to make sure that people have been advised what they're doing, where they're going,
that's
when
right.
to do it and how to do
that's
it.
That's right.
That there at least, you know. That there just is nothing left to chance.
Yes. Especially buses.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. Oh, these. Oh, yeah. Go on.
I think we should also decide whether we shall have the speaker straight after the morning tea or the meeting straight after the morning tea. But that might depend on, you know, what time the speaker wants to arrive. If she wants to come early and get away early, we better have her speaking straight after the morning tea. But if she can't come, say, until 12 o'clock, well, that will give us time to have the meeting first. So we'll have to wait till you've been in touch with her, Yvonne, to find out what time of the morning suits her to arrive.
Secretary's a busy girl, isn't she? All these things she has to check up on, but it's a very important job, and to do it well, it makes it so much easier for everybody, doesn't it? Well, of course, when the guest speaker does come...
Oh, yes, we better ask, say, who do you ask, Dorothy, to look out for the speaker?
Oh,
so that,
yes,
you know, she'll arrive at the door at the back, and we're all at the front.
That's
we
right.
can't sort of leap up and run and meet her.
No.
We'll ask Dorothy to welcome her at the door and bring her down to the front table.
There's nothing worse, is there, than going somewhere strange.
And the speaker's
and, you know, you
lost.
Just crawl in like a poor little lost soul, wondering where to sit, how far to go. But if there's somebody there
that's
to
right.
greet them at the door and really welcome them and make them feel welcome, doesn't it make a difference?
Yeah, I think so. So we'll ask Dorothy to do that.
It does have happened that some, you know, come to the meeting as a guest speaker and they're standing there all forlorn, not knowing where to go.
Yes, so we mustn't let that happen.
No.
Dorothy will do that.
Oh, yes, we'll ask her because she knows the speaker too that's coming, doesn't she?
Right.
That's right, and so she knows quite a lot about us. That would be great for her to give the vote of thanks too.
Yes, I
think
so.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
We can ask her to do the vote of thanks too.
Yes.
She makes quite good speeches, so... That'll be good.
Yeah, she's a very lovely girl. She really is. But Eve, you being treasurer, remember that, you know, the speaker's
fees,
the money.
The money.
Yes.
How much is it now?
$3.
$3 in the envelope, that's
and
right.
Don't just hand it to her, will you? Put it in an envelope, won't you?
Yes.
And do it, you know.
Do it nicely.
That's right. And I think, too, it's rather nice sometimes to give visiting speakers a little gift, don't you?
I think it would be very nice.
You know, even if it's just a few homemade bickies or just a couple of nice roses or a little pot plant.
Well, yes, something of that nature, which isn't too expensive.
Because most... Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Anyway, I think it would be lovely if, in some way, that we could give her...
I think so,
Thank you, some little gift, because it is very good of them to come and speak to us and give us their time. It's, they're very busy people.
Yes.
And so I think it's the least we can do is just to say thank you in a very nice way.
That's more or less worked out the meeting. You'll be meeting with Yvonne just a week before
the
meeting to work out the business meeting.
That's right.
So
that's
we don't need to do that now.
We'll fix the date. We'll be right.
Nice. So I think that's about all that we have to discuss today.
Do you think so?
I don't think we've forgotten anything.
Yes, we have.
What?
We haven't closed our meeting.
Right. Yes, that's right. We must do that.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Thank you, ladies.
Any questions?
I have all the answers. Here we are. Here's it.
Can you wait till we get the mark?
Oh.
I'd just like to know what length of time you have allowed for all of that from beginning to end. Because to me it seemed rather lengthy. How do you work that all in?
What are you referring to?
Well, the communion service would take half an hour, half to three quarters, then your cup of tea, then your meeting, and then your guest speaker. Mm-hmm. What length of time do you allow for that?
Well, usually, particularly for our branch president, we have to start off our meetings with a prayer group at 10:30, and we don't get away from our lunch until about 1:30.
Yes.
But I mean, it depends entirely on how, especially if you're having Holy Communion, and just how long that takes. And sometimes your speakers are 20 minutes, sometimes they'll speak half an hour. So it does vary.
We're usually limited to about 2 hours. We find that after, we start at 10, and by 12, people are wanting to go home. And it's difficult to get through as much as that.
You really have to keep bringing your branch back to square one the whole time. You cannot let them just sit and chat. You've got to keep bringing them back continually to what you're talking about and not let them wander or stray. I know it's hard. It's very hard. And at times they don't take notice of what you're telling them, and they're saying, "Beg your pardon, what did you say?" And you've got to, but just persevere.
Can I just comment on how we've got around that problem? We found that our business meeting, the business part of the meeting was just getting so lengthy, and the members were getting so fidgety, and we were sort of rushing through things and not really dealing with them properly. But now we just met as a committee in between our normal meetings, and then just give notices at the meetings. But to keep the members up to date, the good old secretary produces a bulletin with what has happened at the committee meeting. And that way we're able to sort of keep the communication. But it does mean that not all the members are able to contribute to decision making, but most of them don't want to anyway.
Can I just ask a question?
Do you get a good number at your committee meetings and a good number at your Mother's Union branch meeting? Do you get those committee ladies coming to your Mother's Union branch meeting, or do they think because they've been to that committee meeting they're not so keen to come to them?
Actually, this year we've had a few problems because some of us are working part-time and it's fairly hard to find a time for that committee meeting. But the committee members all come to the following meeting without fail.
Mm-hmm. It's worked very well.
Good.
Well, that's great.
We found
that the meetings were getting so long, and then when there were important items that should be discussed properly, we were sort of just rushing them through to get on with the speaker or whatever it might be, and we just felt that we couldn't do justice to important.
What diocese are you in?
Northern Territory. Heaps and heaps that we really want to do the right thing by. And
Well, that's lovely that you are taking the time to make sure your members do get the full advantage of everything that is coming up to you, and that you are reading it and taking it in. That's great.
We have a small community where everybody goes to every meeting. It's kind of very difficult having two nights in a month.
Yes, well, it depends entirely, doesn't it, on your commitments. That's right. If you've only got a small number, it becomes quite a burden for those few people to come out twice to the one type of meeting, doesn't it? Yes, that's right, yes. But still, if it works, well, that's fine. Yes. Yes.
Well, this is rather not. Well, I was just going to say, so I think somebody over there did, I couldn't quite hear what they were saying, but I think the difference is that with the Northern Territory, it's a diocesan branch rather than just an ordinary branch within the diocese. And, you know, they've got to discuss these things that come from the Commonwealth. Would that be, is that yes. fair common? And in the case of just ordinary branches like Cecily was talking about, it's a different situation altogether. You have a diocesan branch and just a branch within a diocese. And probably the amount of stuff that a branch within a diocese gets wouldn't be quite as great as the Northern Territory people would get.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Could I just say, most branches probably have this worked out, that in Caboolture we try to put our important business first. If we think it's going to be lengthy, we ask permission of the members to either hold our minutes over till the next meeting or have them tabled as read. There's nothing controversial in the last minute. And as far as the various department reports, we say to the department representatives or secretaries, have you something to report? If not, I won't waste time calling you up. I won't use that time. And I think it's a matter of you have your prayer time, allotting your time for your cup of tea, which is very important for the fellowship, but limiting it there. And I think it's just a matter of making sure that things are slotted in, but there are some things that you don't have to do, and they can be left over for a meeting, which isn't quite so important. And might I, while I'm on my feet, suggest to some of the branches here, it's a very exciting thing to give one meeting over, if you have a Caritas group, to say, come be our guest.
Can I just interrupt you a moment? I hate to do this, but we've just had that there is a telephone call for Mrs. Barney. Sorry to do that, but it might be...
Yes, it might be urgent. might I continue?
Yes, for sure.
It's so exciting to invite the Caritas group, and we have on our planning committee a Caritas leader to come, and this helped them in their planning. Invite them to come. Hand one meeting a year over to them. Invite a speaker, the subject relevant to them. They help choose it. And we mind the children in the hall, and they go into the church, have their service, prayer service, which is the litany of the young wives, and then listen to the speaker and come out and share afterwards. That's very exciting. I thought I'd add that. Some others might like to try.
There are many, many ways in which you can vary your program, but this was just an overall way of planning a 12-month program. I mean, Caritas is most important, and I hope and I trust that most Mothers Union branches do encourage your Caritas groups to join with you on at least twice, 2 months of the year. I think this is important. To have something at one of your meetings, especially of where they can join in with you and really have fellowship with you. I know at our branch we babysit for our Caritas women at night time, you know, so as they can go to the meetings and some of us go and mind their children. I mean, there are many, many things you can do and many, many ways that you can be of help one to the other. So, but as I say, we just couldn't fit everything in into just that short time. That's just the basics. So anything else you do, well, that is great. Tremendous. And I'm glad to hear that Caritas is being encouraged in your area. That's lovely.
Actually, what I was going to say, and June's actually covered it, was in the if you're going to have one day where you set aside the department day, yes, that you know you especially encourage the Caritas group leader to come that day. Mm-hmm. But you know that's not just the one day. Try to encourage your every meeting to come along, and that. And there are many Caritas groups. So I assure you that are very encouraged by the Mothers Union support.
Good, thank you. I don't know whether you have looked on the bookstore or not.
Thinking about program planning in your branch, but there are a couple of leaflets here that are very, very worthwhile. If you're looking for something different to do, Act and Learn, that book has been around for quite some time. They're role plays with discussions afterwards. The Mothers Union, this is the Litany Earner on the five objects. Families Are for Growing, Programs for Christian Family Life Groups. That sounds very interesting, doesn't it? So that would be a worthwhile book. And of course, the good old standby, enrolling members and group leaders, that you all should have one in each branch. Thank you, ladies, for listening to us, and I hope it's been a benefit to you in some way.
Sound Words Tape Ministry here again. Now we continue with the other session. This is Thursday, the 19th of July, and it's the afternoon. And this session is in the How to Do It series, Running a Meeting.
And I can see we've really got the big guns up here today, haven't we? You know, with Commonwealth and Bishop's Wives, and we can't get any better. I'll hand you over to Mrs. Anna Lee.
Well, I don't know. I seem to be in an awful mess here. But all these papers, I don't know. I don't quite know what they're all about. Lanny, have you got the minutes?
The minutes?
Yes, haven't you got the minute book?
Minute.
I haven't got it.
Oh, I must have left it in the car.
What did you leave it at home for?
Oh.
Oh, well, never mind. We won't worry about that, will we? Yes, all right. We'll do that next time.
I have got a letter here from the Diocesan Council.
Oh, that lot. They're always sending us reams of paper and we have to read all that stuff. And nobody's interested in it anyway. Oh, we won't worry about that.
Oh, right.
No, we won't worry about that. What's that
who's that woman up the back there? Do you know her?
I've never seen her before.
No, I haven't either.
Perhaps she's a guest speaker. Isn't?
Well, it could be. You better go and see. You better go and see if that's a guest speaker, right?
What if she's not?
I've forgotten. I've forgotten.
Just go and see. Just go and see.
It could be, you know. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Oh, well, let's hope it is. I can't.
What's her name? I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh. Wait a minute. Maybe.
Yeah, she has in the minutes.
Oh,
it's in the minutes. I can't remember.
Yeah, not the minutes.
Oh, they got the minutes. I can't remember.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I can't remember what.
Oh, hello. Oh.
So nice to meet you.
I've forgotten your name.
Oh, it's the Herschel Roper lady.
Yes,
well,
it's
so nice to have you. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please sit down. Now, that's just a funny bit. That's not how not to do it, but how it sometimes happens. You know, I suppose everybody who's been a member of Brisbane Speech Department anyway, and I know Peg was saying the same thing happens in her diocese, so obviously we're not unique, is that sometimes speakers arrive, as Nola was saying the other day, and there is nobody there to greet them. And if you happen to be the speaker, it's very embarrassing, and you really feel as if you'd like to jump back in your car and go home. However, now we're going to do it seriously. Good afternoon, ladies. It's so nice to see you all here this afternoon. Isn't it wonderful to have the sun out again and what a lovely, glorious day to have our meeting. I'd like to welcome Mary Brown back and also Joan Smith because they've been away. They've been sick, and if you remember, they weren't at the last meeting, but it's lovely to see you back again. And thank you for letting us have the pleasure of your company again. And we've also got some visitors from Darwin here today, and I'd like them to stand up so that we can welcome them. Will the ladies from Darwin stand up, please? We do welcome you to our meeting. So nice to have you here. We do hope you'll enjoy our meeting and our fellowship with us afterwards. Now I'd like the apologies, please.
I would like to apologise to Nelda Smith, who is ill.
Thank you very much, Nelda. To Nelda Rogers. And Nola Smith is ill. We'll follow that up and someone will go and visit Nola. And I hope you'll all uphold Nola in your prayers. I've also got apologies from Otis Matheson and Annette Sawyer. And if there are any other apologies, perhaps you'd like to enter them in the attendance book as it goes round, unless there's anybody else who's sick or for some reason like they're not here. Is it? Right. Thank you very much. Now I'll ask Leonie to read the minutes, please.
Minutes of St John's Mother's Union held on the 21st of June 1984 at 10 a.m. The office was set in the church and the lesson was read by Mrs. Peg Baker and Mrs. Joyce Johnson led the intercessions. The President, Mrs. Erna Lee, took the chair. 16 members were present as per attendance book. Apologies were received from Madame Smith, Brown and Jones. The minutes were read and confirmed on the motion of Mrs. Betty Box, seconded by Mrs. Yvonne Wade, carried. Business arising from minutes. Members still holding material from the social responsibility survey were asked to hand it in before the end of June. Correspondence. Inward. An invitation was received from St Andrew's Mothers Union inviting our branch to attend an evening meeting at 7:30 p.m. on July the 16th. The subject is to be Anglican marriage encounter. 10 members indicated they would attend. Outward correspondence. Get well messages were sent to Mrs. Mary Brown and Mrs. Joan Smith. It was moved by Mrs. Joyce Rees, seconded by Mrs. Margaret Archer, that the inward correspondence be received and the outward adopted. Carried. Treasurer's report. The Treasurer, Mrs. Marjorie Temple, moved the adoption of the financial statement, seconded by Mrs. Joan Buchanan. The bank balance was $41.65. It was moved by Mrs. Betty Daniels, seconded by Mrs. Eve Knott, that the following account be passed for payment, $10 to IPC. Department reports. IPC. Mrs. Ruth Black reported that 3 shut-ins had been visited. Hospital visiting. Mrs. Betty Clark reported on hospital visiting and asked for more members to help. General business. A quiet day is to be held at the cathedral on July the 1st and members were urged to attend. Plans were made for the Friendship Day to be held later in September. The President closed the meeting at 11:30 a.m. and introduced the guest speaker, Mrs. June Labergeiger from the Literature Department. Mrs. Labergeiger was thanked for her very interesting talk by Mrs. Joan Lane, after which members joined in saying the grace together.
Thank you. Sorry about the noise. Thank you very much, Leonie. Would somebody move the seat for the adoption of the minutes, please?
Yes, Madam President, I'd like to move.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you. Gwen Clark moves the adoption of the minutes. Would somebody second that, please? Thank you. Are you all quite satisfied that the minutes were a correct record? Those in favour? Against? Carried.
Thank you.
Now, the business arising from the minutes. Oh, I hate this thing taking so much. That's not in the thing. Business arising from the minutes. It inhibits me. Business arising from the minutes. We had a most interesting day at Endropilly, at St Andrews, for the Anglican marriage encounter. 10 of our members attended, and it was a very interesting and informative time. And we also had a very interesting time at the quiet day. That was well worth attending. I was a little disappointed that there weren't quite so many members there as I would have hoped, but those who went, I'm sure, got a lot from it. There's no other business from the rising out of the minutes, so we'll have the correspondence. Thanks, Leonie.
We have 2 letters. The outward correspondence.
I wrote to the Secretary of St Andrew's Mothers Union. Dear Jess, thank you for the invitation to our branch to attend your Anglican marriage encounter, Anglican marriage encounter evening on July the 16th at 7:30 p.m. I'm pleased to inform you that 10 of our members are planning to attend. I look forward to seeing you on the 20th. And the inward correspondence is from the Diocesan Secretary.
the Secretary, St John's Mothers Union. I enclose the roster for the Brisbane Region Wave of Prayer to be held on Friday, the 3rd of August, 1984. If your listed time is unsuitable to your branch or to your rector, please advise the Chairman for Overseas and Northern Outreach, Mrs Marjorie Luce, as soon as possible. With best wishes, yours sincerely, Ursula Raper, Diocesan Secretary.
Thank you very much, Naomi. Would somebody please move that the inward correspondence be received and the outward endorsed?
Madam President, I will move that the inward correspondence be received and the outward endorsed.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Marilyn Dunning moves it. Are you all in favour? Against? Carried. Now we'll deal with the wave of prayer one. Thank you, Leonie. Looks very official, doesn't it? I suppose we better do something about it at this meeting. But anyway, excuse me, it's on the 3rd of August.
Please turn your cassette over now to side B for the continuation of this session.
They are in the chapel at 10 o'clock for the wave of prayer. For those members who are new members, the wave of prayer is a time when we are thinking of our linked diocese of Sheffield and West Uganda, and when they are particularly thinking. Moves it. Are you all in favour? Against? Carried. Now we'll deal with the wave of prayer one. Thank you, Leonie. Looks very official, doesn't it? I suppose we better do something about it at this meeting. But anyway, excuse me, it's on the 3rd of August and it will be in the chapel. We usually have our time at 10 o'clock. So I hope as many members as possible can be there in the chapel at 10 o'clock for the wave of prayer. For those members who are new members, the wave of prayer is a time when we are thinking of our linked diocese of Sheffield and West Uganda, and when they are particularly thinking about us, and also when the other members of Mothers Union throughout the world will be thinking about those three dioceses. And we do in this diocese have a continual wave of prayer, and each branch takes a certain time. And our time is 10 o'clock, so please try and be there on the 3rd of August at 10 o'clock in the chapel. Now we'll ask for the financial statement. Thank you, Peg.
Receipts, the opening balance was $37.24, subscriptions $10, proceeds from a bring and buy $4.80, making a total of $52.04. Expenses, a gift for speaker $3, secretary petty cash $5, morning tea expenses $4.60, making a total of $12.60. Adding the closing balance of $39.44 makes a total of $52.04. Does anybody want to ask any questions about that financial statement?
Will you move the adoption?
I will, if there aren't any questions about it. I would like to move the adoption of this financial statement.
Thank you, Peg. Somebody second that, please. Thank you very much, Mrs. Dodd. Are there any comments about the financial statement?
Sorry.
Very well. Those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Now, accounts for payment, please.
There's a Mothers Union Literature Department... Sorry. Mothers Union Literature Department account for $5.60 for service books and Mothers Union badges.
Right. Will somebody move that the account for payment be... pass, please. Thank you very much, Hilda Clark. Somebody second that, please. Would somebody second that motion, please? Don't you want us to pay our accounts? Would somebody please second it? Thank you very much, Marcia. Are those in favour? Against? Carried. Now we'll have the department reports. I'll start with hospital visiting. Where's Marjorie? Marjorie?
Madam President, I'd like to report that our hospital visiting roster is functioning very satisfactorily, and we have 4 new members joining us here.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And thank you very much to those members of the branch who have agreed to do hospital visiting. It's not the easiest job that we're asked to do, but I'm delighted that you are able to do it, and thank you very much, and I'm sure Marjorie is too. Now, at this stage, we're not going to go right through all the departments for obvious reasons, because otherwise you'd probably be here all night, and I'm sure you don't want to do that. So we're going to pass on now to the general business. That wasn't meant to be funny. Now, general business. We've got to talk about the waiver of prayer. Are there any questions about that? I know I did mention it in correspondence, but are there any other questions about waiver of prayer?
Madam President, couldn't we have another time?
Why, doesn't that clock suit you, Mrs. Selvidge? Why not, Mrs. Selvidge? We've always had 10 o'clock, and it will probably mess up with Susan's watcher. We do have to...
That's when I have to take my child to Christmas, though, a grandchild.
Well, I just think that on this day, perhaps your child, your small grandchild should perhaps come with you, and you'll be there, because it really will upset Mrs. Luce's timetable if we change, because if all the branches and the diocese decided that it's considered because one member wanted to take their grandchild to preschool, the schedule would be in complete chaos. So I'm afraid we can't do anything about that. I'm very sorry, Mrs. Selvidge.
There's a lady out at the back.
Yes? What? Did you have something you want to say? I beg your pardon? The time arrangement for the waiver of prayer. Well, each branch has their own time when they observe a half hour in their church for the waiver of prayer. And the overseas chairman of the department works out a list of prayers and suggestions of prayers for the time that those particular branches will be in their churches. We used to always have it in the cathedral, but we found that it was inconvenient for members, particularly from the branches that are further out of the city, to come in. So it has been changed in recent years so that members now have their own time in their own church. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions about the waiver of prayer? No? Very well. I have got some of the diocesan news sheet copies here. I think there are perhaps enough to go around everybody, but I think perhaps some of the Brisbane people might and this has got nothing to do really with this meeting, but this has got, I'm saying it has in the sense that it is part of this meeting, but I must say that there are a few short, so perhaps the people from the other dioceses could be sure to get them, because we won't, those of us in Brisbane will get them later. So would somebody please hand those around or pass them around, please? I'd like to remind members, please, that we are always conscious of the work that is done by the Maya Maya, which is our diocesan or our Commonwealth neighbour team. And I'm very sorry that in this branch, not all our members take it. The subscriptions will soon be due, and I do hope that you will seriously consider taking the Maya Maya. It's a very well worthwhile little magazine, and I hope that when our Maya Maya secretary, Eileen Rossiter, asks you, that you will please say that you would like to take it for the forthcoming year. So please, members,
seriously think about taking Maya Maya in the forthcoming year, if you wouldn't mind. Oh, isn't that lovely? I mean, it's just about closed, and our guest speaker is here. Mrs. Roper, we're delighted you were able to be here, Mrs. Roper. Just before I close, is there any other general business? Is there any other general business that anyone would like to bring to the meeting? Oh, I'm sure the secretary will do that at a later date. Yes? A friendship day. Oh, well, that's the day when we try to get together and perhaps bring people from the parish and from other parts of the area in which we live together. And on this particular occasion, we decided that we would go up to Slaughter Falls and have a picnic. But, of course, we're hoping it's not going to rain. It doesn't usually rain this time of the year. So we're hoping it's not going to rain. We're going by private car. We have enough private car. Does that answer your question? Are there any other items of general business? In that case, I will declare the meeting closed. And it is my very great pleasure to introduce our guest speaker, Mrs. Ursula Roper. Mrs. Roper is the diocesan secretary. Mrs. Roper is our diocesan secretary. She's the secretary of Kenmore Branch, and her husband is the rector in the Kenmore Parish. Mrs. Roper has two sons and a lovely daughter who's to be married on Saturday week. We do welcome you, Mrs. Roper. We're delighted to have you with us today, and you're going to speak to us about Mary's Son and the Mother's Union, and we have been looking forward to it so much. Please join me in welcoming Mrs. Roper.
Madam President, Mrs. Lee, and fellow members of the Mothers' Union, I'm so glad to be with you today to share with you a few of the insights into the life of Mary Sumner that have been such a help to me. Mary Sumner was born in 1828 and died in 1921. I hope that these facts will enable you to know to what extent Mary Sumner had a great influence upon her family and upon the Mother's Union.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Roper. And I now call on Mrs. Now you must have Mrs. Evenon to propose the vote of thanks. Wish.
Madam President and fellow members, it is indeed my pleasure to thank you, Mrs. Roper, on behalf of all the members of St. John's College Branch, for coming here today to speak to us. I, for one, knew very little about the life and work of Mary Sumner, and now, after your wonderfully interesting thoughts on her life, so vividly illustrated, I feel that I know even less. Thank you again, Mrs. Roper, so very much for coming. And please accept this small gift as a mark of our appreciation.
Thank you very much, Eve. I think that it's very sweet of you to have had this small gift waiting for me. I try not to make my talks so long that they are too long.
Aren't you going to pin this wretched thing on me again? Feel like a TV... All right, look.
Well, that wasn't meant to be a funny session. That was meant to be a serious session, in case you didn't know. And the diocesan president of Brisbane Diocese will probably have me over the coals because it developed into a riot. Now, it wasn't meant to be, but as a matter of fact, it's funny, isn't it, how things happen. Because today, about four people who were supposed to be taking part, and we'd rehearsed it all, we were going to be all so serious and everything else about it, really did either become sick or have to go home because of sickness in their family. And it's the sort of thing that happens in branches anyway, isn't it? But anyway, but I hope you learned something. Now, I'd like to go through a couple of the things that we did, and I hope that you did notice a few of the things that we did. Because really, a meeting can be made much shorter and more efficient if you do observe the... Why does this have to happen to me? Anyway, the welcome should always be warm and welcoming to anybody, and I think it's always important that if somebody has been sick and they're back at the branch, they should be welcomed back. And that there are visitors from overseas, that they should be made special welcome to them. And I'm sure you all do that. Now, I ask for apologies, and I feel that when apologies are asked for at a meeting, that it is, to save time, it is better if only the apologies for somebody perhaps who is sick or has sickness in the family are given from the floor. And that the other apologies for those people who perhaps have decided that they want to do something else or have gone away for the day or have gone away for a couple of days, I just send it in the book and then perhaps you can tell the president afterwards. Because if everybody hops up from the floor and starts saying, you know, I'm apologising for this and I'm apologising for somebody else, it does take a long time. And constantly we get people saying, meetings do drag on. They go on and on and on. And I think these are some of the ways that you can cut down on the time that your meeting takes. Some of you might agree with me, but I feel that's perhaps a help. Now, I ask that the minutes, that somebody move the adoption of the minutes. It's equally correct for you to say, is this a correct record of the minutes of the last meeting? Are you all in favour that I sign them as a correct record of the last meeting? And then say to the meeting in general, are you in favour, against, carry? Now, quite often I've been to meetings and people have asked for somebody to move and second a motion and actually haven't put it. Or they have put it and then not asked if there's anybody against the motion. Now, there may only be one person against the motion, but that person does have the right to express their opinion. So you must always remember to say, those in favour of the motion, against, and then it's carried. And I have been at meetings when people have said that a motion was carried unanimously, when in fact I know it was not carried unanimously. And I've seen it happen on a number of occasions. So always remember to do that. Business arising from the minutes. If you were listening carefully to what Nola said the other day, you would know that you would have had time with your secretary and you would have gone through the minutes and you would know what the business arising was. And so you would be au fait with that before you actually came to the meeting. The correspondence is quite straightforward. The inward correspondence is always received and the outward is always endorsed, and that's the correct form for that. The financial statement is always moved by the treasurer, and if she's not there, then whoever is doing the job for her at the time and seconded and so on. Accounts for payment are also presented by the treasurer. Not necessarily do they have to be moved by the treasurer. Sometimes they are, but it's better, I feel, if they're not. The departments. Now, once again, so often department reports are neglected in branch meetings. Time and time again, when I've gone to branch meetings, and I think other people would endorse this, the departments don't get the opportunity to give any sort of a report, which means that the members of the branch don't really know what is happening. And sometimes there's something very interesting happening. There might be something very interesting happening in the prayer department, something interesting or exciting. There might be something interesting happening in the overseas department or any of the other departments of Mother's Union. And the person who is in charge of that in the branch ought to have the opportunity to give a report. But the reports ought to be short and to the point, because if they're long and waffle on, then people lose interest, and once again your meeting carries on and on and on. General business. It is correct on some occasions to take something from business arising and ask the permission of the meeting to handle it in general business, particularly if it happens to be something that is going to take a little while. And you can do that, but you must ask for permission of the meeting at the time when you're handling business arising from the minutes, if they would be agreeable to you handling it in general business. I think in general business you should try to keep people to the point. Now, that's not always easy either, because people do sometimes waffle off the point, and when that happens, it is the chairman's responsibility to see that they get back to the point. And if we don't have standing orders in Mother's Union branch meetings, and probably that's a very good thing because it makes the meeting much too formal. But if you do have standing orders in other organisations and things, you only have a certain length of time to speak and you only get the opportunity to speak once. So I do think that sometimes we do have to be a little firm if we are the president of a branch, and not let any one person waffle on or perhaps talk for on two or three different occasions to the one subject. I'm sure you've all seen this happen. It happens constantly in branches that I have visited and that I have been in. And so I'm just mentioning that. It is the chairman's responsibility. You are in charge of the meeting and you ought to see. And the way the meeting runs really is the responsibility of the chairman. And when people whinge about it, then, you know, the buck stops here, really. So it's, presidents have to be careful about those sort of things. Now, I close the meeting formally after the general business, because I feel that's where it should be closed. That is the business meeting, and that's where you would close it normally. And then welcome your speaker. I know a lot of people don't. They have the meeting, and then the speaker, that's the way they're going to do it. Or they have the speaker first. Now, if you have the speaker at the beginning of the meeting and she's not going to sit right through the business of the meeting, and that does happen because a lot of speakers are busy and haven't got perhaps the time or an earlier time suits them. If you're going to do it that way, then the president should welcome people in general, make a general welcome to the meeting, and then welcome the guest speaker. And then after she has been thanked, a vote of thanks has been given, then you come back to the apologies and the rest of the meeting. Is that clear? Votes of thanks should never be too long, and a person giving a vote of thanks should never recap the whole of the speech that the guest speaker has given. Now, I've heard that happen, and I've thought, now, really and truly, the guest speaker has said all that, they have told us all that, and then somebody gets up and gives a vote of thanks and practically gives the speech again in their own words. Now, if they want to do that, I suggest they join the speaker's department, and then they'll have an ample opportunity of going out and speaking. Would you agree? Now, it does happen, and it is really incorrect to give a long vote of thanks. You thank the person graciously and nicely, and perhaps just make a few words about what she said, but you don't go right through the whole talk again. Now, I didn't close the meeting that we were having, because it was getting a little out of hand anyway, you were all laughing so much. But normally, after that, you would ask the members to either say the grace together or you would say the closing prayers, whatever is the normal thing in your particular branch. In a lot of branches, they just stand and say the closing prayers together. Are there any questions about anything? Well, in that case, we will stand and say the grace together.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Signed Word Step Ministry back again. We hope now to fill the rest of the cassette in with the reports, which was a very interesting session, and we'll do our best to get the bulk of it just to complete the balance of this cassette.
Alison, I haven't got a report as such that you might be thinking what a diocesan Mother's Union report may be. Some thoughts of mine, and I just hope that you might just like the Mother's Union members all over the country basically do the same things, don't they? 250 financial members in 12 branches of this diocese and 23 loan members. The city of Rockhampton remains stable, but owing to Central Queensland's growth rate, such as Gladstone and the mining areas, and as well as Billawilla, there is a rapid change in membership at times, owing to transfers. Already Blackwater has had 4 presidents this year. They do not always stay in this diocese either. This diocese is vast and the population scattered. However, it does not alter the dedication of its members, though sometimes few. Visits by the Commonwealth President, overseas and outreach of Peg Crosthwaite, and more recently Mrs. Jull's visit, are eagerly looked forward to and boost the enthusiasm of its members. I have found as I moved around the diocese, women from all walks of life and every age group, maintaining the aims and objects that Mary Sumner envisaged over a century ago. There are women caring and sharing with one another, no matter how great or small the need. Often when a parish is vacant, it is Mother's Union members keeping things going till the new rector arrives. I like to think of Mother's Union members of loving, caring women, growing in faith, leading the next generation into a time of hope, excitement and fulfilment. Our telephone prayer circle is expanding and is greatly appreciated by all who use it. There have been many people greatly comforted by knowing they are supported this way. Our AGM for this diocese will be held at Emerald this year, and there will be a seminar as well in which all departments will be involved. As this is the year of the family, the topic for discussion will be, where is the family heading? The personal relationship course commenced in Rockhampton schools a decade ago still carry on. I have tried to get some feedback on these courses, but it seems to be more difficult than actually running the programs. There do not seem to be any spectacular projects on the horizon in this diocese, but how does one measure the love for one's fellow man? Friendly smile or the warm greeting? Comfort and support when you need it most. How fortunate we are to belong to this wonderful society of the Mother's Union, to know the love of God and the experience and the wonder of the Holy Spirit.
Nola, next I call on the Diocesan Secretary of North Queensland, as unfortunately Arlene Hubbard couldn't be with us, and she will give the report from North Queensland. Thanks, Marjorie. Thank you.
First of all, I would like to offer the sincere apologies of Eileen. She is very, very sorry to have missed this conference. She was looking forward to it, but family pressures have intervened. In North Queensland, we have a membership of just over 400. We have 18 loan members. The last 3 years have seen a change of office bearers, an important one being that of diocesan president. Mrs. Eileen Hubbard has certainly proved her excellent leadership by the spiritual love that she has shown us all, and her gentle guidance has been an inspiration to very many of us, particularly during the visit of the wonderful visit of 21 Mothers' Union ladies from Papua New Guinea. As you know, New Guinea seceded from the North Queensland Diocese, and since then they have felt very isolated. They decided that they, the daughters, would visit North Queensland, the mother, to renew the fellowship. This was the theme of their visit. There followed a wonderful 2 weeks when they visited most branches from Cairns to south of Townsville, bringing with them their culture, their songs and dances, their gifts, and above all, their wonderful, happy personalities. We certainly learned very much from them. Lady Day was spectacular. In St. James Cathedral, they dressed in their national costume and presented in song, dance, and with their drums their interpretation of the angel's visit to Mary. And it was just so beautiful that it brought tears to people's eyes. It was a performance well worth seeing. When they presented a gift, it was always done after due ceremony of song and dance, and you really, really felt that they wanted to give you something more than just a gift. It was beautiful. They also entertained us with their dialect hymns. In fact, we sang one of them ourselves in one of the communion services at a quiet morning, and it was lovely. They were billeted with families throughout the diocese, and our homes were certainly the richer for it. We also hired a bus to take them round the diocese. A highlight for many of them was a visit to their Aboriginal sisters at Yarrabah Mission, and they spent a wonderful day with them. They also had their first experience of a train ride. They went on the Karanda rail motor, and there were shrieks and oohs and ahs at every turn. It was lovely. They came to learn from us, but I think it was really we who did the learning. We certainly did. Their simple faith just penetrated each of our hearts. Now, since the last provincial conference, we have started the Message Home scheme in Mackay. For anyone interested in this scheme, it did cost us initially about $1,200 to set it up, with the cost of the equipment, the recording machine, and it is costing about $300 a year to keep it going. So it is something very worth thinking seriously about. The response at first was very slow, but it has certainly become busier of late. As a diocese, we've taken part in a social eye enterprise, making knee rugs, slippers, bibs and capes for the aged people's homes. And I must admit, this was very well received by the staff of the institutions. And we've also now started making baby clothes for pregnancy help. Apparently, they're very much in need of them. All departments are working quite well and efficiently. Social responsibilities have played a very large part in our discussions, both at diocesan and branch level. Subjects have included the anti-discrimination bill, TV advertising, TV slotting times of unsuitable programs for children's viewing, video movies, especially those available to children in motels. In vitro fertilization has caused a tremendous amount of heart searching. Programs have been organized with other churches, and tapes by the Social Responsibilities Department of General Synod have been circulated throughout the branches, and discussions have been held on really a parish level. With regard to abortion, an abortion clinic was set up 2 years ago in Townsville. Since then, the churches and members of the Mothers' Union have been holding regular prayer vigils outside this building for many, many months. Private prayer groups have been upholding mainly young pregnant mothers in prayer, together with the Pregnancy Help Organization, in the hope that a right decision would be reached in each case. Caritas has been very well received within the diocese and is growing and showing a new vitality. Two new groups have been established within the last 12 months. Regional days are rotated around the parishes in each archdeaconry, with some members travelling well over 100 kilometres sometimes. These days are growing because of the happy friendship that's being experienced by members of the Mothers' Union. Prayer groups are operating well throughout the diocese, under the guidance mainly of Mothers' Union, as well as regular hospital and sick visiting. Homes for the aged are being regularly visited, and the patients are also being transported to functions within the branches, and they're finding that this is a wonderful outreach and something that is very necessary for shut-ins and people in these homes. Family nights seem to be coming into their own again within the parishes. And I think this is something that is very encouraging, because today the family life seems to be in such danger. On the whole, this is my first provincial conference. I wasn't quite sure what was expected in a report, but I did feel that a brief survey of some of the things that we have been doing that might be of interest to other regions might possibly be what was expected. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Marjorie. And next we have our very lovely friend from Carpentaria with us, Mrs. Lena Passy, who's going to give their diocesan report. Thanks, Lena.
Listen to the other reports. I just look at mine and said, I wonder if mine would be interested to the members. Anyway, like the other two. Anyway, it gives me a great pleasure to present this report to you of the Mothers' Union of the Diocese of Carpentaria. I wonder how many of you know where Thursday Island is. Yes, should know by now. Yes, there are 21 branches and 364 members. It's a very isolated diocese, very scattered. Koanyama is our new, recently started branches, and I would like to ask Mrs. Nancy Dick to stand up. She's the president there. And Thursday Island branch of the cathedral branch have been divided into two groups. The one in the front, which we call it a town branch, and Mrs. Marble. Could you stand up, please? She's the president there. And Mrs. Barney is the treasurer. Sorry, the secretary couldn't make it. Could you stand, Mrs. Barney, please? Thank you. And the Tamwai group is Mrs. Dosina Nona. She's the president there. And Mrs. Elsie Chris is the secretary. Thank you. Our members are taking more parts in religious instruction at the schools, high schools and primary schools, catering, what I mean catering is that we've been catering for mostly for feastings, our 1st of July celebrations and ordinations, and recently we had our enthronement. So these are the things that Mothers Union catering for. Ministering, Bible reading, church cleaning, money raising to meet special purposes, like, for instance, ordinations and bishop enthronements. And last year we had our seminar out at Murray Island, and it was really very expensive to go out there, and some of the mothers have been raising money to go. And I'd like to tell you that we had a very wonderful response from the Mothers Union, because we had a speaker from Africa, Evelyn Malaski, and she's a trainer. And there was a wonderful response, and about 250 members went to Murray Island. That was last May. So what I mean about special purposes, that's how we raise money for. And this year, our seminar will be out at Badu Island. It's on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of September this year. I feel that the lack of Aboriginal interested in the society, we need to ask ourselves the question, why? Why the communication breakdown? Is there is a need for another Mothers Union worker of an Aboriginal descendant? We ask ourselves the question. And in Carpentaria, there is a great need for simplicity and localization. If you think of the story from the Bible of Goliath and David, when Saul dressed David with all the armor, he wanted to dress him. He wanted to dress him with a big sword and a big seal to go and fight Goliath. He didn't want that, because he couldn't fight Goliath with that. He looked funny in that big shield and the sword. So he picked up a little stone and a sling. And when Goliath saw him, Goliath laughed at him, "Come to fight me with a little sling and a little stone." But David won a victory with just the little stone and the sling. He didn't want to dress himself with the big armor that Saul gave, want to give it to him. So we thought, with our own simplicity, that we can, in our own ways, that we can go forward and meet the outside world. But we got to go and be ourselves as the Torres Strait Islanders and an Aboriginal people. We got to be ourselves before we can join the mainstream. To me, I feel that all those seminars that we have, we've been teaching our members, it just didn't get anywhere, because we are not ourselves, and they don't take it, because we didn't teach them our own ways of doing things, but because people have told us to do this and do that. So we do what they tell us to do, not what we want to do. But we thought that this year we'll try, because of our pilgrim to Darnley this year.
Darnley is an island where the gospel landed when it first came to the Torres Strait. And this year, our clergy and people have made a pilgrim to it. And we feel that it is where the gospel started. So we went back and start there. And we feel that this year will be our turning point. Isolation, geographically, is the in the two arts deanery. We have one, the Cape York Peninsula Arts Deanery and the Torres Strait Arts Deanery. We find it very isolated from each other, and the communication again, a breakdown there. We couldn't communicate with them, and they couldn't communicate with us. Our worker, Sopa Tabuai, she's on holiday. Our bishop gave a holiday, which is good. But our members are crying out for her, but our bishop gave a holiday. We don't know when she's coming back for work. I suppose when the bishop will ready, he'll call her back. But in spite of all this, the spirit of the Mothers Union will never die in the Diocese of Carpentaria. Thank you very much. May God bless you all. It's all.
Thank you very much, Lena. You're a hard act to follow. We're very pleased that we have been able to have a small contingent come from Darwin, because it's good for them to have contact, and we love to think that perhaps our provincial conference is the one that can provide them with a little contact. They are very isolated. We're so thrilled you're here with us, and we're looking forward to hearing your report. Mrs. Shirley Tilley. Thanks.
Right, thank you. It is indeed a hard act to follow. Nevertheless, we'll see what we can do. I'm a bit overcome by the numbers, because everyone's getting up and saying they've got 200 and 400, and we have 20, but I worked out we've got 1/8 of our membership at the conference, so maybe we can beat them at some way. In case you don't know where Darwin is, it's the little bit of land right up in the top, in the sort of central top.
This is where we leave the reports and trust you.